It's time for the emergency break of the week.
I'm looking at the run sheet, and that's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were doing Children of God.
Do you not have a run sheet?
No.
There's one on your desk.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You idiot.
1 minute, Mike. Come up with something good for 1 minute.
Now that's abrasive.
Let's keep this going.
What do you got? Fill this segment with 1 minute.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Let's keep this going.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes. Friday morning and time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one actually comes to us from this very morning show known as the Morning Musers. The Great Gordo, talking about the Super Bowl, and at the stadium, they showed a video, an in memoriam. He just got the wrong errand.
They had an in memoriam video that paid tribute to people associated with the league who've died in the last year at the stadium before the game. So it wasn't something that was on television. But Aaron Rodgers was in it, and that was pretty controversial, not only in the stands there, but people talking about it.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Aaron Hernandez. Not Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay.
That would have been very bad if they had had Aaron Rodgers in there. But it's also very bad that they had Aaron Hernandez in there.
What if they put Aaron Rodgers, 1982 to 2018 or whatever?
That's almost
damn, man.
That's almost as bad as my remember Osama bin Laden's taking on black fathers.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it at first. I knew who you were talking about because I knew the story, and
this
it was like right
not
over me.
Be a candidate. It didn't stop down the show enough. It made the show better.
You know,
I mean, I'm listening to that, and I'm hearing a newsman just destroying.
I don't
it's
know if
great.
That made us better.
I thought that was the actual story. That's why I kind of jokingly said he's still alive, because I thought the story was that they did put Aaron Rodgers in there.
Which would have worked just as well.
Yeah, that would have been quite a story had they put Aaron Rodgers in memoriam just years after winning the Super Bowl. And just weeks after playing for the Green Bay Packers.
By the way, the whole point was Aaron Hernandez in it, and he should not have been. They should not have put him up there.
Murderer.
Yeah.
Murderer. Very bad man.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Didn't he kill three people?
Mm-hmm.
Including himself?
Yep.
You just skip him in the order.
But he is a notable NFL guy who had died.
Yeah.
And he was a Patriot.
He was a Patriot.
He loved our country. And
not that
I think
kind
he played
patriot.
For one of the teams, too.
Yeah, the Patriots.
Kind of patriot.
Anyway, you are up as candidate number one here in the e-break. Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. It's always fun when Danny is not paying attention. And it's tough sometimes when you're the producer, you're trying to chase down, you know, maybe details of a story they're doing. And here Mike was talking about the effects of Disney buying Fox. And what exactly were they purchasing? Were they purchasing things like NFL rights and FSN and all that? Well, Corby found out exactly what the deal included. Unfortunately, Danny was not listening.
Oh, by the way, not included in the acquisition. Fox is not included in that.
Fox TV?
No.
Oh, so this is just the movie? So they're going to be are the movie studios and...
The Fox Broadcast Network, Fox News, and the FS1 Sports Channel.
Those are not included in it?
They're not included in the Disney purchase.
Okay, well, it's all still under the same corporate umbrella, and they're probably going to feel it in one way or another because of that trickle-down thing we're all so familiar with. But if you're wondering what's in it for them, that's it. It's going to save them a little bit of cost on developing, you know, scripted series and things like that, because the idea for Fox going forward is to put on a lot more news programs and stuff.
Mavs post-game cohort Brian Damaris says that the network is not part of the Disney deal. Fox. No, you guys said the network was, but... Okay, well, I'm just telling you what he said. It sounded to me like you said that FX, FS1... All right, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, clarify what is part of the Disney deal then.
I did. I did say that. I said that FS1, Fox News, and Fox proper are not part of the Disney deal.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a Danny response there. Poor Danny. He was working at that time and didn't hear him say it.
I love the moment that it dawns on the guy that what he's reporting has just been said.
Right. Phrases just to kind of see if someone bites on it. And then he realizes, oh, no, they just said it.
And we started off with Danny has this speech pattern of sing-songiness. You ever notice that? He starts with that kind of skipping gallop. That's when he said, so-and-so just let us know that
Walter Cronkite.
Yeah, he is. He's the tickets Walter
Mavs
Cronkite.
Mavs post-game cohort Brian Damaris says that the network is not part of the Disney deal.
Yeah.
Fox. No, you guys said the network was, but... Okay, well, I'm just telling you what he said. It sounded to me like you said that FX, FS1, all right, whatever.
Oh, man, that defeat. Poor Danny.
I know, he sounds so sad at the end of it.
Yeah, and he thought he had a real useful nugget for him there.
He was coming on to try to help their show.
Pick it up one more time where Danny starts talking with his Walter Cronkite delivery.
Stuff.
Mavs post-game cohort Brian Damaris says that the network is not part of the Disney deal. Fox. You guys said the network was, but... Okay, well, I'm just telling you what he said. It sounded to me like you said that FX, FS1... All right, whatever.
God, listen to the bully laughing at him.
Music stops.
Right.
It's great.
I picture Corby standing there pointing at him, laughing at him in front of the lockers.
All right, there's Danny, candidate number two for the e-break. Candidate number three, he's back again. Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss has trouble with a word.
I love listening to the Musers.
I do too.
Every morning.
I do too.
I do it on my app. Because then you wake up and you hit back a ways.
Mm.
You can just pick what segments you want. You can hit ODEC.
Now, you know what? Mike and I liffen.
What?
We liffen.
Okay.
We liffen.
Listen, we get it. We get it.
To different. A lot of F sounds here. The different parts of the Musers. I catch them.
Okay.
Basically.
Norm is having a hard time getting started there. Is he?
He's a guy who's made a lot of F sounds in his lifetime on the air.
What?
It does sound like if you just imagine Norm, down in about four or five beers and then saying this.
Liffen. Liffen.
And again, it's a good e-break if you can get a drop out of it. And I think we've got a new drop out of Norm. All right, so those are your three candidates. Gordo, Danny, or Norm. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, good morning to you, Musers.
Howdy.
Hey, FYI, Junior, plenty of people do watch the Bears. Nonetheless, let's go with Danny.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your vote. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Danny, and if someone could just bite the bullet and buy Pittsburgh Dave a real doll, that would be great.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-breakage?
Am I on? I am right. Yay.
Die.
Yeah.
Die.
Hey, Musers, with Big Dumb Danny tending to his pig.
Something about Dumb Danny and his pig. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Fake Natalie Maines. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The one who's always looking at a map, Danny Bayless.
Yes, he does have directions for you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Hey, George.
Hey.
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh. Knew there was something bad was about to happen. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Musers, Gordon, Sandusky, Ruben's boss. Gimme Danny. Mazel. Good thing.
Wow. Everybody watch Along Came Polly.
Why is he still
it's a great
calling?
Movie. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Was that a sweep?
5-0
Wow. Okay.
Danny Bayless. Let's hear the whole thing.
Oh, by the way, not included in the acquisition. Fox is not included in that.
Fox TV?
No.
Oh, so this is just the movie? So they're going to be or the movie studios and...
The Fox Broadcast Network, Fox News, and the FS1 Sports Channel.
Those are not included in it?
They're not included in the Disney purchase.
Okay, well, it's all still under the same corporate umbrella. And they're probably going to feel it in one way or another because of that trickle-down thing we're all so familiar with. But if you're wondering what's in it for them, that's it. It's going to save them a little bit of cost on developing, you know, scripted series and things like that, because the idea for Fox going forward is to put on a lot more news programs and stuff.
Mavs post-game cohort Brian Damaris says that the network is not part of the Disney deal. Fox. No, you guys said the network was, but... Okay, well, I'm just telling you what he said. It sounded to me like you said that FX, FS1... All right, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Well, clarify what is part of the Disney deal, then.
I did say that. I said that FS1, Fox News, and Fox proper are not part of the Disney deal.
Brian Damaris called me some 15 minutes ago to tell me that Fox News was not a part of it. How many wins is that for Danny?
27th win, 66 behind Norman Triple Salchow Hitzkus.
Not bad, though.
No, I'd like to see that.
27 wins.
No, I'd love to see that.
Way to go, Danny. Way to go.
My pig.
Yes?
My pig.
We don't have time for the pig story.